So absolutely, it can be done, and it can be a very successful kind of venture for you. It's all a matter of writing it and getting it out together and getting it into the market. Memoir is a very, like I say, a very explosive, attractive field in the writing field out there. Jeanette Wall wrote a book called The Glass Castle, which is an amazing book. Check into the library, get that book, track it down if you really are interested in the whole memoir area. Janice asked, will a book publisher consider publishing a manuscript that was previously published as a magazine article? Well, it depends on what rights you sold to that magazine. Did you sell first rights or did you sell all rights? That's really a question that's involved with as the answer. I have a question back to you from your question to me, Janice. So that is something that you really need to look into. But yes, foundationally, you can take a series of magazine articles and make it become chapters in a book if you write on the same topic. I have a number of friends, writer friends, who have published their material in magazines. They've only sold first rights, and so they've grouped those materials together and they've repurposed those material as a book. It can absolutely happen if you do it like that. So, but you have to have a strategy and a plan when you do that kind of thing. So hopefully I've helped you on those kinds of questions here. We have a lot of questions here. I'm just scanning down through and making sure that I've answered them. Steve is asking, what specific techniques do you employ when querying more scholarly publications like Christianity Today, Christian History, Christian Research Journal? I guess what I would encourage you to do, Stephen, is to show the editor when you query those publications that you indeed have read those publications, that you're intimately familiar with them. See what kind of things they're doing. Can you break in to those publications with something small? Is there a filler, a smaller piece that you could do for those publications that would get you on the radar of those particular editors so that you start to build that relationship where you have an inside track with that person? And all of us in the publishing community, we work with people that we've worked with before, and so we return to people that we have a relationship with. So you want to work on building that relationship with editors at Christianity Today, Christian History, and Christian Research Journal, if those are the publications that you want to write for. See what their needs are. What kind of writer's guidelines do they have online? What are their writing needs? How can you be someone that would meet those needs? And absolutely, they have a magazine to fill every month, and they're all looking for quality writers. And that's the message that I would give you tonight, too, is sure, you may get the message of rejection that all our needs are met, that we're not taking on any new clients. I say baloney to that, because what I will tell you is I've sat in some of the top literary agencies in this country. I've sat with the agents, I've sat with the editors in their offices in New York, and every single one of these people are looking. They're actively looking for the next Joel Osteen, the next Bruce Wilkinson, The Prayer of Jabez, the next Left Behind book that's going to bang out the door. Nobody could have predicted that Left Behind was going to sell 63 million novels or whatever it sold. Even the publisher themselves didn't realize that it was going to happen. They had no foreknowledge of that. Jerry Jenkins tells the story, he's a friend of mine, that when they printed that first press run of the Left Behind book, they only printed half the jackets that they needed for the books, because it was a big risk back then to print a hardcover jacketed novel in the Christian fiction market, they didn't know whether it was going to go or not, and so they didn't want to invest money that they weren't going to get back. It just shows you that there is no guarantees in this business, but what you can do is continue to take risks, continue to diversify, continue to knock on different doors with your writing, whether it's fiction, whether it's nonfiction, whether it's poetry, whether it's nonfiction articles, whether it's things you're writing online, whether it's children's books. It's a big world out there. There's lots of opportunity. You just have to be on the move and knocking on those doors in order to find those opportunities for you. I believe they're out there for you. So just be actively looking all the time, and those doors will open if you knock on them enough. Okay, I'm going to go back to your questions here. You know, Ann asked, I read a lot of inspirational true stories. I'm really tired of trying to find markets for them. It takes so much time. Would it be worthwhile to put them in a book, possibly like a memoir? Absolutely, Ann. You could weave those together into a book if you have a theme for those. Can you organize them into themes? You know, how do you take those stories and organize them into sections? I think that's a good idea. Write a book proposal, write a really great book proposal, and get it out there. Sheila asked, do publishers require authors to sign over the rights to their book? If so, can an author still repurpose, create a course, continuity course, audio book? Do publishers give skimpy advances and low royalties to new authors? It depends. It all depends on your book. Like I told you about the Healing Code book, they got a six-figure advance for that book. So it just all depends on the book and the topic. Health books are very hot right now, and so there's a lot of health issues that people have out there, and so they were able to get a large advance for that book. Normally, publishers do take a lot of rights when they take your book. A typical full-length book contract from somewhere like Simon & Schuster is about 18-20 pages of legalese. Very complicated, not very easy to understand. You need to get a literary attorney or somebody else to help you to sort through all that and understand all the legalese that's there. But, hey, they're going to pay you to write the book. So if you're going that route, that's the way you're going. It is possible, the traditional market, and I'm very, every day I receive emails from Publisher's Lunch. I'm on the paid version of Publisher's Lunch, and every day almost I receive emails of deals that have been done. So agents are still selling books, people. They're still placing books with traditional publishers. There's still advances that are still being done out there. So it's not an impossibility. It's a matter of getting your material to the right person at the right place at the right time with the right idea. Now, there's a lot of rights that have to line up there. But if you're out there looking for the open door, it is out there for you. You have to believe in yourself and believe in your writing and find the right place for that to happen. Again, tonight I've been telling you, answering your questions, but one of the best resources that I can give you that I've really priced quite reasonably is to get a copy of this Jumpstart Your Publishing Dreams audio workshop. Get the CD version. It includes the MP3 version. And you'll be able to pop it in your CD player in your car and listen to it and, you know, follow along, get different ideas, re-listen to the material. It'll be a valuable resource for you. You know, Jeannie asks, is it true that most authors now must do their own publicity and promotion, even if published by a major publisher? You know, I have heard the horror stories from every single type of author, whether they've been published by Simon & Schuster or Podunk Press. Every author feels like their publisher should do more for them. The reality is authors have to work at building their own presence in the marketplace, whether it's blogging, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's through a newsletter. You have to have that audience that you regularly communicate with in order to build your presence in the marketplace. It takes time. It takes focus time. It doesn't have to focus so much of your attention away from your writing, but you have to be committed to doing it all the time and doing it on a consistent basis. Barbara asks, is traditional publishing with a New York publisher a viable option these days? Absolutely. The New York houses are still looking for authors. The New York agents are still looking for authors, but they're looking for quality people that can put together their material in the best possible way. So it's the writing, it's the pitch, that's what's going to make it stand out. You know, Elaine asked, will big box stores, for example, Barnes & Noble, stock self-published books? It's a mixed bag, Elaine. Sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. It just depends on that publisher and their reach into those big box stores. So I'm coming up toward my 70-minute mark here, but I want to really answer just a few more questions, see if I can get them in. You know, Sandra asked, I want to write for different audiences, beginning readers, inspirational, mystery, literary studies. Is there a 1, 2, 3 type of list where to start, how to proceed for these types of writing? I guess what I would encourage you to do, Sandra, is pick a direction and head in that direction, but also diversify. So if you want to write for beginning readers, absolutely write for beginning readers and write for some beginning readers magazines. Get involved in Society of Children's Book Writers. Really learn your craft there for writing for those people. If you want to write mysteries, get involved in some fiction writers groups and really pound out your material and test it in the marketplace to see if indeed you're going to be able to find an open door for your writing. You can go in a couple of different directions here. You don't have to be pigeonholed into one thing. I have been very diverse in my writing. I continue to write for magazines. I continue to write books. I'm publishing books now for other people. So you don't have to have it in one specific direction. But I do encourage you, just like I started here when I started this hour, to diversify your writing and really be headed down different trails, so then when there's earth-shattering news, when something happens out there in the publishing community, you're protected. You don't have all your eggs in one basket. I've always encouraged writers to develop their own independent source of income. Maybe you're launching a little ebook online and you're selling that. Maybe you're working with an independent publisher like Intermedia, but you're also working with a traditional publisher. It's not an either-or kind of thing. You have to just figure out your own path, get a lot of advice, and sort of listen to that inner spirit inside you and pray for direction and figure out which way you should go. But I think there's tons of opportunity out there. The magazine editors that I know are actively looking for publications. The agents are actively looking for the right material. The publishers are working every day to try to find the very best possible books that they can publish. It's a wide open door out there. You just have to be knocking on the doors, building those relationships day in and day out. Well, I have run through my time. If I haven't answered your question, I do apologize. There were just tons and tons of questions. A number of people had no questions on here. But hopefully I've sparked something during this time that's really given you the hope and the inspiration to proceed. Because I believe that there's great opportunity out there. And so my wish for you today is that you be encouraged, you be disciplined about your writing, you be looking to build those relationships out there, and that Jumpstart Your Publishing Dreams audio workshop will help you to be able to open up a new door for your writing and new opportunity for you to be published out there in the marketplace. So I have all good wishes for you and hopes and dreams for what lies ahead for you and your writing. So thank you very much for taking your time tonight to be with me. I'm delighted to have this chance to answer your questions. We'll do it again sometime soon. And I wish you all good night and all good wishes with your writing. This is Terry Whalen signing off. Good night.